You're in tune with World Cricket Weekly Talk, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky. The spirit of achievements. Nigel Reid alongside Faraz Sarwat. Let's take you to India and the Indian Premier League. Getting ready to kick off for its fifth season in Jaipur, we will find Monty Desai, who is the head coach of the Rajasthan Royals. And Monty, good of you to take the time to join us on the show. A warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Going to be another busy few weeks for you. And, you know, all the fun of the fair about to kick off again as far as IPL 5 is concerned, just a few days away from the first match. What's the buzz in India right now? Everybody, I'm sure, looking forward to another helter-skelter series.
That's true, yeah. I mean, the excitement is obviously big over here in terms of IPL. And looking forward to it. All the boys are also excited. They've been working very hard, so...
Tell us a little bit about the preparations as far as your team is concerned. Are you happy with the players that you have and their eagerness to get going?
Yes, I mean, we just played a final game today and we also had a process of cutting down the squad today. So it was a little bit of difficult on some of the young boys from India who have been preparing with us as well. Our final squad is ready. So from tomorrow, we'll be preparing more with the specific players and get going in the tournament.
For those who are not too familiar with the IPL rules, you obviously have to have the local Indian players involved. But how many have you been looking at before you've made your cuts, Monty?
We had a total score of 30 mates. So out of 30, had around 9 overseas players and 21 Indians. And all together, now we have a score of 21, 22. So we had at least 6-7 Indian boys also been, you know, sent off today. They're all part of Royal family, but, you know, at the time when you're starting off journey towards the tournament and you have plans with certain players who will deliver for you on a particular game and in terms of the squad. So it's tough on a few of them and stuff on us as well, but that's the way it goes in the game.
And as far as the 2012 season is concerned, I suppose Chennai and Mumbai have made the headlines for the last couple of years. Are those the teams that everybody has to beat again this year, or do you sense a shift in the power balance in IPL?
I think, you know, over the years, because of every team is preparing and they all are getting some experience from every year. And I feel Pune Warriors were also a very good side last year, but they didn't click for them. But they're also having a lot of big names in their team. And Delhi is also looking very strong with a few more players being added from and traded from the other side. And so pretty much even Calcutta, you know, the Calcutta is a very good side. They have Gambhir as captaining for them. And in terms of us, obviously, we have always been, you know, in terms of young Indian players who come in. Ajinkya Kirana is looking good. Ashok Manaria is there. So they are all future stars for India. And we have a great leader in Rahul Dravid to manage the team this year. Some of the overseas players also, which we have picked, are also looking good. So I think it will be pretty much open this year, and it won't be like one team looking forward to just...
Monty, when you're looking to add new young Indian players to the squad, are you looking at players more for their mental readiness for this level of cricket, or are you looking at the technical side of their game more?
I think it's all together, but definitely mental part plays a very big role. You know, a lot of boys are technically very sound at a certain level, and then after that, when it comes down to pressure, handling pressure, some of them doubt themselves, and that's where we play a lot of role as well in our development programs and camps, which we do before heading into the tournament. But yes, it does play a big role, and big players are meant for the big stage, and that's how we pick the final squad.
Is it also a question of these young players coming in, playing in front of a packed stadium, playing alongside big-name international players? That must also be something that they need to adjust to.
They also need to adjust to, and I would say that's also a great exposure to a lot of these youngsters, because that's how, you know, they are building up their confidence even when they go back to their domestic seasons. And we see a lot of players who have grown over the years by having this exposure from IPL, playing along with this lot of big international names, and then they start believing in themselves more. And it has helped us to get more talent in our country.
Of course, for any young player, Monty, giving them that opportunity to play alongside the more experienced players is going to drag them along faster.
Yes. I mean, look at the concluded Bangladesh Premier League as well. Like, you know, it has helped so much. I mean, they just played the Bangladesh Premier League. Some of them have already shown the performance in their Asia Cup and how they have challenged a lot of big teams. They've beaten some of the big teams, and even the finals was, you know, pretty much a close competition for them, where they almost won it. So I think it's becoming a good stage for a lot of these unknown hidden talent in the country who gets an exposure at this level, and all of a sudden you see some new big names coming up.
Only 9 teams this year as opposed to 10 last year, Monty. Does that make a big difference to the way the group stages might shakedown?
Not very big difference, but I would still say it will have an impact because you have to now play 16 games instead of 14. You know, so the ratio of winning games will change. You have to look at how you progress in the tournament. You still, the number of weeks which you are spending in the tournament is the same, but the number of games have increased. So when you're middle of the tournament, you'll have to see, you know, how many, where you are. Obviously, everyone wants to start off with win and keep winning it. But you will be in a situation where you might have to fight for your spread, close fight for your spot, and those wins will count a lot.
Monty, we thank you for your time. We wish you and Rajasthan every success in IPL 5. Thanks so much for joining us on World Cricket Weekly.
Thank you very much.
That's Monty Desai joining us on the line from Jaipur, the head coach of the Rajasthan Royals, a post-Shane Warne Rajasthan Royals. Faraz, are they going to be competitive in 2012? I mean, they seem to have some decent names in there. Rahul Dravid, of course, stands out.
Yeah. Well, as you say, a post-Shane Warne Rajasthan Royals. And Shane Warne really was the face of that franchise and really, you know, took them along, had them play the way he liked to play the game. And I think Rajasthan will be a different team this year. Now, they do have, you know, as you say, Rahul Dravid, a retired Rahul Dravid, you know, who didn't play 2020 cricket for India, but is, you know, now the captain of this team. And a number of aging players, actually. I mean, they do have some good, you know, names on that team. But some of them, you might say, are past their prime. You know, the Paul Collingwoods and the Brad Hoggs and players of that ilk. Are they going to be competitive? I think in the IPL, because it's a 20-over game, you know, one player comes off and, you know, that can make the difference. So there's not too much of a difference between the teams, but obviously there are some teams which are much better equipped than others.
And for example, I mean, I mentioned to Monty there, Chennai and Mumbai have been
right.
The star performers for the last couple of years. Anything to suggest that the landscape is going to change?
No, I don't think so. I think it's loaded quite heavily in favor of the likes of Bangalore, Mumbai, Chennai. These are your teams which have the most talent for this form of the game. You know, the big hitters, the wicket takers, and really players that you have like Rahul Dravid, you know, are thinkers of the game and, you know, they know some of the nuances. But one of the things that actually happened in the first season of the IPL when Rahul Dravid was actually on the Bangalore team was that, you know, the owner Vijay Mallya very quickly got rid of the players on his team and changed things around and fired all kinds of people because he felt it was more of a test side than a T20 side. And there's an element of that, I think, with this Rajasthan Royals team. But again, given the format of the tournament, you know, you do have some good 2020 players. Brad Hodge, although he's, you know, getting on in years too, is a very good player in this format. So I think they will be competitive, but can they go all the way? I don't think so.
You're in tune with World Cricket Weekly Talk, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky, the spirit of achievement.